Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
God, news this crap gonna be over.
Wait, which crap? The rain?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, it seems like it'll never end. How was Saturday night?
It was awesome. We went out and had a nice dinner.
So did we. Yeah, so did we. You were missed. Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, you were. It was,
You know what it was?
Like, that there was room?
We looked around and we counted everyone who was there.
Oh, like, Kristen told me there was a head count.
Like, petty guess. But this is what I noticed when we went around and we even double and triple checked each other's work.
That there were only 28 people there?
Yes, but this is what...
But you know what, Diane? That could have been day of. That could have been day of
exactly,
fallout.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't know when those people bailed
sick.
Out.
People get sick.
Exactly.
But this is what I came to realize. With everyone in that room,
you didn't know Ty had a boyfriend.
There was This is important. This is important.
Oh, yeah.
I want Diane to realize this.
We could have slid two chairs in.
No.
Oh,
it was just I got this sense that it was more of a friends and family vibe.
What a load. You know what was awkward.
What?
the 2 weeks leading up to the party?
No. You know, the part that was awkward was that it was awkward not having you there, obviously. They put us at our own table.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, the morning show.
Okay.
Well, the spotlight, Diane, was essentially on us for everyone to know. Yes, it was
these
people that made this super uncomfortable.
But we had that big table and there was only one, two, three. There was only five of us. There definitely was room for six. Like if he would have said, hey, Scott can't come, but you can.
I wouldn't have come.
Yeah, you would have. No. You would have gone alone. Yeah. No.
If I was invited in July, sure.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. No, if it would have been like, hey, Diane, sorry, I can't plus one you because Kristen's plus oneing hers. Then there was room. There was room. And I guess they didn't want to make a late call.
No. I will also say this.
It was good. I ate like a champ.
Well, yeah, there was a ton of food.
It was almost like there was enough for 36.
Six more people. Yeah. But a lot of people were upset on social media that I did not post photos.
Well, it's not our event.
It's a private party.
Yeah, no.
We don't want to make it public.
No.
So I apologize, but I feel like that was understood, that this was to be kept behind closed doors.
Yeah, no. It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't our party.
No reason to flaunt it.
I did have a good time.
I saw Dustin's story, but
Dustin posted. Yeah. Did he really?
Just a brief video.
Oh well, that's rude. That's rude. That's almost worse than the roaches.
Roach pouring out from a 40. So
it was like a toast. It was a toast. That was fun. And then I did talk to Roach's wife. And she addressed the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, not with like any remorse, but just like.
Are you talking about Dustin? What are you talking about?
No, Katie.
What was the elephant in the room?
Oh, that Diane wasn't there.
Oh, that one.
She did say that she and Roach had argued about it.
and that it got really bad at one time. And she was like, well, I could have invited Diane to our divorce party. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, didn't seem like it was that big a deal.
Way to go, Diane.
Definitely room.
And again, it's my fault. You know what I was busy doing all over the weekend? Trying to get my list down to 34. Ugh, you know what? He has a fair point.
I did feel a little bit badly, though.
For?
Well, not for Diane. But no, I did. No, Diane, I did feel a little bit badly, right? So the place that we went, I know two people that work there, mm-hmm. right? And so one of them is our buddy Chris Vaughn. Great guy. And then the chef I know, well, he started sending out all kinds of stuff that didn't go to the rest
like
of the
off-menu stuff?
Yes. That didn't go to the rest of the party.
Only to the morning show table.
Oh, that must have been weird.
Well,
especially when Elliot said, don't do this.
Yeah, so I got up and I said to Brian, I was like, the chef, I was like, hey, I didn't expect to see him there, right? Because he's got a bunch of places. And so I saw him. I was like, oh, my God, I wasn't expecting to see you. And he was like, oh, yeah, no, I came in. I'm working on a bunch of stuff. So he's like, what's going on? So I explained that it was, you know, Roach's birthday. And he was like, well, who's here? And I was like, well, most of the morning show. And it was nice. He came over and said hi to everybody. And so he was like, oh, I'll send some stuff out. And I was like, no. Not our party. Their party. Like, we're just attending.
Right.
Well, he didn't care. Diane, he sent so much stuff out. It was crazy. Not only did he send stuff out, at the end, he came over with a bag and said, here, take this home.
Like to go?
Yeah. Well, because he was asking me about the boys and stuff. So he was like, oh, here, take this home to the younger one in case he wants some food. So I'm walking out of there with like a bag to go.
Tricky to handle.
Nobody else. So anyway, Vaughn ended up talking to another friend of ours yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Vaughn was like, oh, my God, I was so embarrassed. He was like, I even said to Brian, like, don't, it's not their party. Like, they're just attending. And Brian, I think, went with, I don't give an F, and like, just started sending stuff out. It was amazing. Now, one of the things that he did send out, he also said to Roach after it got to our table, but it made such a scene. It was like some dessert that starts smoking. It looked like pyro was going off at the table, and the whole room looked.
So it's not anything that could be a little bit under the table secretive.
No, that's where I put my to-go bag. That's where I put my to-go bag was under the table.
I thought about switching over to the cul-de-sac table. Be with the neighborhood friends.
I did piss that lady off.
That's my new best friend, Nancy.
So one of the tables, so we had the morning show table, right? Well, I say right, you weren't there. So there was the morning show table, and then there was like other work people table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Jones was there. You know who wasn't at that table?
Ooh.
Josh. And then there was like a table of like neighborhood friends. Well, one of the neighborhood ladies came over, and she was very nice. But when she introduced herself, and her name's Nancy, very nice lady, but like she said that she worked at a school, and I was like, oh, wasn't that? And I brought up two bad things that have happened at the school. So I was like, oh, wasn't that the school where there was like that big massive fight that led to the football team suspension?
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me a look, and I was like, that's it, right? Like the same school where there was like that killing a couple of years ago. Well, that did it.
Well, you're good at cocktail party small talk, aren't you?
And I told him to stop. We didn't want to hear it. Nancy and I were having a lovely conversation.
Yeah, so Nancy got really angry at me. Like, I don't even think she said goodbye.
To you? No.
Her husband did. Her husband was very nice. Well, so was Nancy. Well, I enjoyed her.
Her husband was trying to use pleasantries to get her to leave the table. I had more in common that night with Nancy than her husband. Mainly, we both still wanted to be in that conversation, and her husband did not want her to. But we go way back.
You and Nancy?
Yeah, to Jersey and South Carolina. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she is your friend.
Oh, I told her, I'll see you around town. And I probably will. I know you're on your way to boot camp this morning, Nancy. I see you.